Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales has been sentenced to life in military prison without the possibility of parole. That's the verdict of a military jury at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. Bales had admitted killing 16 unarmed Afghan civilians on March 11, 2012, in Afghanistan. On that night, Bales left his military base, unauthorized and alone. He raided two villages near Kandahar, killing everyone he came across, men, women, children. Then he calmly returned to base. Not surprisingly, his case has gotten a lot of attention in Afghanistan.
It was indeed a very tragic incident, and the Afghan people talk about it all the time.
Lotfullah Najafizadeh is head of current affairs for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24/7 news channel. It was almost midnight there when the verdict was announced, but he says he expects people in Afghanistan will be satisfied with the maximum sentence handed down to Bales today.
They just want some sort of a comfort, you know, to convince or to relay the message back to the Afghan people and also to relatives of the victims back in Kandahar. That also affects the relationship between the two countries, especially now that we are talking about some sort of a post-2014 strategic relationship, mainly in the sphere of military, and that includes some sort of a bilateral security agreement. Part of it is an immunity for the U.S. forces post-2014, and this is affecting that negotiation.
Bales' defense team had tried to convince the military jury that he should be eligible one day for parole. They described Bales as a man who volunteered for the Army immediately after the attacks on 9/11. He was on his fourth combat tour, and his lawyers argued that he finally snapped from the stress. But that didn't seem to move the jurors at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. And Lotfullah Najafizadeh says that didn't move Afghans either, and they've been at war for more than 30 years.
I think crime is a crime, and this has been the most horrific crime, you know, in the past 12 years committed by a U.S. soldier. And that has turned to be the image of the U.S. military presence in our country. So I don't think that's something which the Afghan people really understand. You know, someone like serving four times deployment in Afghanistan or in Iraq, that's not really kind of a very good excuse, especially for the people, as you said, you know, who are born in the war and grown up in the war, and still that cannot be an excuse. We know that, you know, a lot of people die in our country, more than 20 a day, but such an incident was unique, and that has left a very bad impression of the U.S. presence in our country. So it's not only about one incident or a few victims, it's about the two countries and two nations, you know, understanding each other and building trust.
Najafizadeh said the Americans have done a lot to build trust by taking the Bales case seriously. He says Afghans praise the way so many witnesses were brought to testify in the United States.
I mean, it shows that the U.S. government is serious about it. We know we have talked to, I think, almost everyone, you know, familiar with the incident or relative of the victims or the witnesses. I think the message it sent out from the U.S. is that the Americans are listening to the Afghans. So it was a good development.
Lotfullah Najafizadeh has one final thought. What would happen to an Afghan soldier who did something similar to what Robert Bales admitted to doing?
Probably execution, you know, probably a life sentence, or even probably some sort of, you know, very traditional revenge, act of revenge. I mean, tribes, you know, might have fought, and there could have been a lot of other ways of, you know, just acting as a revenge, especially if an Afghan soldier is coming from a different village or a different tribe and committing the crime in a different village or a different province. So that's when the people would act. But in an ideal situation, I mean, the government would have taken very seriously. I think probably a life sentence, you know, would have been a satisfactory decision or verdict. But in our country, of course, you know, you don't, because in the past, you know, for instance, in the past 30 years, we've seen a lot of changes in the government, different forms of the government, you know, no one really served like 30 years in prison. So that could be kind of an argument here that, you know, you can't hold someone in prison, you know, a lifetime.
Lotfullah Najafizadeh is head of current affairs for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24/7 news channel. We also note today the verdict in another high-profile military case. A jury at Fort Hood in Texas has found Major Nidal Hassan guilty on all counts Assange shot and killed 13 people at Fort Hood in 2009. He could now face the death penalty.